your people, your children, Lord, say, we want to be part of that vision. We want to be your hands in this world. We want to have a vision big enough to know that it's unlimited resources. We want to be willing to do and to dare for God and know that your resources will provide for our need, be it health, education, family, whatever the need. We kneel before you, committing our lives. From now on, everything is yours. Our problems too, not just our assets. Our problems are yours to handle. Whether we live or die, whether we eat or not, whether we have a job or not, doesn't matter, because we were dead already. We had a death sentence on our head. And the only way to survive is to be in the hands of the physician. So we're in the hands of the divine physician this morning. We place everything in your hands. You know our hearts. You know our needs, our tears, our pain. You know the vision that you've placed in our heart that for so many years many of us have not done, because for some reason we didn't see how it was possible. There may be people who carry heavy responsibilities here and have to deal with large issues, denominational issues, the future of the church issues. I pray, Lord, that this vision today, that we might always be faithful to the mission no matter what. Sometimes we compromise and we do things differently just because there might be risk involved. You're the greatest risk taker in the entire universe. You risked everything to come to save us. Who are we not to do likewise? So we place ourselves in your hands and ask for your Holy Spirit's anointing. We want to receive that today, and we do receive it by faith, thanking you for this wonderful commitment. Lead us now along this little path. Put the cord of faith in our hands and make it go bigger and bigger as our path gets more narrow and our things drop to the side. Thank you for the privilege of giving. Thank you that we can have something to give. That's such joy. In fact, the thermometer for joy is how much we give. So Lord, the more we give, the more joy we have. May our thermometer be full today, we pray. And thank you for the meal you've provided. We're not even worried about eating today. Many people are here kneeling, and they're in their house kneeling, saying, Lord, give us lunch. You've already given it to us. It's already there. Thank you. Help us not to pass over the fact that that is a miracle and a blessing from heaven as well. Every time we eat, it's a miracle. Thank you for providing for our needs and for the love you have. Use us now. Fill us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.